This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The head of the White House Drug Administration is in Metro Denver today talking to local leaders about how President Biden is tackling the drug overdose crisis. Dr. Ahul Gupta told county leaders one goal is universal access to treatment by 2025.
It's an ambitious but doable goal, and we want to make sure that communities have the resources to get there.
Gupta also urged community leaders to stock up on overdose reversal medication. Biden's budget increased funding for addiction treatment and the opioid epidemic. Colorado's U.S. Congress members split along party lines when it comes to guaranteeing access to birth control. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
All of the state's Democratic Congress members voted for the Right to Contraception Act, with all the state's Republican Congress members voting against it. The bill would protect access to contraception under federal law. Eight Republicans voted with all Democrats to pass the bill, while two Republicans voted present. Democrats moved on this bill after Justice Clarence Thomas said the court should revisit decisions like Griswold, which prohibit states from banning contraceptives. This bill and one that protects interracial and same-sex marriage face uphill climbs in the Senate, where 10 Republicans would be needed for passage. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado's unemployment rate is still down. In June, it fell a tenth of a percentage point to 3.4%, the lowest it's been since right before the pandemic. The state's unemployment rate is better than the national average at 3.6%. The leisure and hospitality sector added the most jobs last month. State data show high-wage industries like finance and insurance saw job losses. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.